Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host. A transition and leadership coach, I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. A fork in the road. Which path will you choose? Each of us has a unique path, the steps we take on our own personal journey. Inevitably, there comes a moment when there is a fork in the road where you have to make a decision which way to go. Will I choose the well-worn path? Or will I try the one where no leaves are trodden? Will I continue doing things the same way, expecting different results? Or will I choose to do something different? For me, leaving China and arriving in Taipei was a fork in the road. I had the opportunity to keep doing what I had been doing for years while living in Asia, volunteering my time and energy, supporting the school and other organisations. I was asked on a number of occasions to get involved, and people felt that I would be a great fit. If I'm honest with you, it would have been easy to keep going. It would have been rewarding in the sense that volunteering always is. You're doing good for others. However, in my gut, I knew I needed something different. I had a sense that I needed to do something for me. I had a burning desire to create more purpose in my life, to find fulfillment for me. And I had no idea what that looked like. I just knew I needed to do the work to find it. I tried initially to get a HR role, but even in an organization where everyone used English, because I couldn't read the local legislation, it wasn't an option. So that path was a dead end. The ideas I had were far and wide until I landed on the idea that I needed to start my own business. I remember saying to hubby, I have no idea what it is, what it looks like, where it might lead me, but I'm going to start my own business. I got support from the amazing Amel and Sunday inside the Business Idea Accelerator, and the rest is history. Well, that's the glossy overview. But if you are in a transition yourself, if you have a feeling you need to do something different, then you will understand when I share it really wasn't that simple. How did that discomfort show up for me? Well, I was snappy with my girls all the time. It didn't take anything for me to raise my voice. A little spilled milk and I would be a raving lunatic. I was very short and sarky with hubby. I was probably really jealous of his role, his ability to head off to work each day and love what he was doing. I was overindulging in all the wrong things. Chocolate didn't last long in our home, and it was nothing to open a bottle of wine and watch it disappear while waiting for hubby to come home from work. I was constantly pivoting between feeling guilty about my reactions and who I was being, to feeling doubt that I was worthy, that I deserved anything more, that I was good enough. Don't get me wrong, if you looked at me from the outside, I looked happy. And I was to some extent. I kept myself busy. I loved going on walks with my friends and their friendships that I still cherish. I always look forward to heading out with Jane, exploring a day in the alleyways of Taipei. I was enjoying that aspect of Taipei. I was just unhappy in myself. This internal unhappiness and dissatisfaction, it shows up in how we treat those we love the most. Taking it out on our family, taking it out on ourselves. And it was one raving lunatic moment when I saw literal fear on Miss J's face that I realised I'd gone too far. I'm emotional thinking about it. I had a dawning moment of, oh crap, this is not who I want to be. I'm sorry. It was at that moment I sat on the floor with the girls and I hugged them to me. Oh goodness, I didn't realise I was going to cry. Sorry. I apologised for being a mean mummy. I apologised for yelling and I promised I would work at changing. And I gave them permission to remind me when I was being mean. This was the start of a massive shift in our relationship. Because of my honesty at that moment, we were able to rebuild together. And I guess, you know, I was bloody lucky that they were young. I'm not sure a teenager would have been as forgiving. But for my girls, for myself, I made the decision to take that other path. The one with the fresh leaves still laying on it. There was a little bit of serendipity. It was me reading a blog post that led me to the course that would literally change my life. But it was because I'd made the decision to change, that I was seeking a new path, that I was open to this opportunity. It's a small mental shift. It's not easy to make. But it is an absolute turning point. What got me through that shift was determination that I needed to do to change for me, for the girls. And I made that choice deliberately. I made the choice to invest in myself, to invest in my coach, to invest in shifting my life. Each of us has a unique path. And your journey won't be the same as mine. And I don't talk very often about this phase of my life in this way because, frankly, I'm a little ashamed that I allowed myself to become that yelling, mean person. But I really want to share this with you because I want you to know that we all go through periods we're not proud of. Periods... if I can say it, periods that will ultimately shape who we become. I want you to understand that change, any transition, shifting your life, it's going to happen for all of us at some point. And it will probably come from a feeling of unhappiness or dissatisfaction. It could be manifesting in the way you're treating your family and yourself right now. I want you to recognize that as a sign that you need to change. And if you're at that stage, be open to the shift and to getting the support you need to do it well. 6 years later, 4 years in business, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my clients. I'm grateful for you, the amazing people in my community, for the relationship I now have with my girls. For the work I've done with my coach, Amel, I am proud of what I've achieved. Of course, there's more to come, you know me, but taking stock right now, I feel proud. I want to share you with a little quote from a Robert Frost poem, The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by. And that has made all the difference.